suggesting this is a knife I have in my hand? Have you gone mad, my sane husband? There was a knife, but I lost it.
Isn't it fascinating how the timing always lines up like a rigged game of dominoes? Just as the Epstein files start spilling out their filthy secrets, names, dates, and depraved dealings that could topple empires.
There are code words that suggest Jeffrey Epstein and his associates could maybe even be engaging in some sort of consumption. Is that human consumption?
The media machine cranks into overdrive with blatant distractions and a minimization press.
That bomb squad vehicle just pulled back in, but the two SWAT vehicles and the mobile command center are still out there somewhere. We were made aware of a location that they might be traveling to.
Election fraud gets criminally exposed in broad daylight, with whistleblowers and evidence piling up like unpaid bills.
Normally you would expect to see a smooth curve going up, not any big spikes. That's kind of what Greg was talking about, the anomalies of loading and uploading those votes. So that big spike that occurs there is a prime indicator of fraudulent voting.
And that's 604,000 votes in 90 minutes, is that right?
Correct.
Smartmatic has its office in Caracas, and it's co-located with the Consejo National Electoral, the National Electoral Commission. And there's 150 Smartmatic engineers and 150 CNE engineers side by side. And they have two missions. Number one, steal elections. Number two, defeat audit. Study audit. How do different states and different localities
do
conduct
their
audit so that when they're audited, you defeat audit?
And suddenly the SAVE Act, that beacon of voter integrity, born of common sense, loses steam thanks to spineless politicians on both sides of the uniparty aisle playing footsie with the deep state.
The SAVE Act is expected to be brought to the floor for a vote this week. What are your thoughts on that? Are you going to support the SAVE Act?
Not at all. It's a terrible idea. This notion that we want to put more obstacles in the paths of voters is just what Donald Trump wants, fewer people voting. I want every legal citizen in America to be able to vote without obstacles.
Do you think requiring an ID to vote in elections is making it harder?
It's more than that. It's more than an ID. It's proof that you were born in America. So what are we talking about, a passport or a birth certificate? Got one of those handy with you in your purse? I doubt it.
But no, we can't have the masses focusing on the actions of our overlords. Instead, it's wall-to-wall coverage of the Savannah Guthrie kidnapping saga on Fox News and every other propaganda puppet show with regurgitated monotony. But at least we at InfoWars can talk about the sheer volume of dirt they're burying under this avalanche of sensationalism.
Listen to me, because this isn't a reality TV show. This is entertainment. If this is handled wrong, we will have the Great Reset, and you'll be lucky if you're eating bugs. You'll probably be dead. And, of course, now it's come out. Lex Wexner, as I told you 15 years ago, was the CIA, Mossad, MI6, mega spy chief running Epstein for George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Barr, putting him on the Trilateral Commission when he's 30 years old, on the commission, not just a subcommission.
The Trilateral Commission is some spooky stuff. People said it was some of the people that, the Illuminati, there's some mystery about it, people that ran the world. It was politicians, but David said, most countries, the politicians get elected for 4 years or 8 years, separate from the royal families in England or in the Middle East. Someone's there for 4 years and then they're not there anymore. The most important people to have stability and consistency would be businessmen. So he formed this trilateral commission of businessmen and politicians from three major continents. So it was the North Americans, the Europeans, and the Asians. So he said to me, would you like to be on the trilateral commission? No. I was 30 years old.
That's because they had to have a guy trained in.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, February 12th. I had to think for a second because 2026. I ended the broadcast day yesterday running the war room. And now I'm here bright and early doing the American Journal. So less than 12 hours ago, I was on the air. I think this might be a first time somebody's done this. Ended the afternoon show and done the morning show. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure. I've never done it this way. I might have done the morning show and then the afternoon show, but like this less than 12 hours. This is a new one for me. Welcome, everyone. Or I guess it's a little more than 12 hours. No, it's six. Yeah. Well, no, 14 hours. 14 hours later. Anyway, welcome, everyone, to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Due. You can follow me on X at Due's News, DewsNewz. Where do we start? Well, we have a press conference. Tom Homan is in Minneapolis giving a quick update on the goings-on there with the illegal immigrant criminal roundup that people are saying is, fascism. I guess it's fascism to remove criminals from your country. Here's Tom Homan.
One thing we all had in common was the importance of ensuring and maintaining public safety. Overall, we made a lot of progress through extensive engagement, meeting with them and other key stakeholders. And it is expected that those engagements and discussions will continue going forward in order to enhance exchange of information and more coordination. As a result of this surge operation, we have greatly reduced the number of targets for enforcement action. And many criminal aliens have been arrested and taken off the streets, including murderers, sex offenders, national security threats, gang members, and other violent criminals. Just this week, ICE arrested a criminal alien with criminal convictions for rape, acts with a child under 14 years of age with force, lewd and lascivious acts with a child under 14. ICE also arrested two criminal aliens with criminal sexual misconduct convictions, among other violent criminals. Through targeted enforcement operations based on reasonable suspicion and prioritizing safety and security, ICE will continue to identify, arrest, and remove illegal aliens that pose a risk to public safety, like we've done for years. And our officers will carry out their duties with professionalism, integrity, and compassion, like we've done for years. We will enforce immigration law against all persons in the United States illegally. I want to say something about the various unfounded complaints I'm hearing about ICE enforcement operations. During the surge operation, ICE has not arrested anybody inside a hospital. We have not arrested anybody inside of a school, an elementary school. We have not arrested anybody inside a church. As a matter of fact, the only ones that disrespected the sanctuary of a church were the agitators that have been arrested and prosecuted. So far, we have 9 of them. However, those locations are not off the table. I said from day one, There is no sanctuary for a significant public safety threat or national security threat. But as far as those stories about ICE going into churches, arresting people in hospitals, it simply has not happened. And if you have a case where it happened, you let me know. Because all the digging I've done here, I can't find a single one. Under President Trump's direction, we have attained an unprecedented level of coordination with law enforcement officials that is focused on promoting public safety across the entire state. While I don't agree with Governor Walz and Attorney General Ellis on everything, I appreciate the support the governor gives to state agencies who coordinate with us in a manner intended to promote public safety. And I appreciate the AG having an open dialogue with me. Early on, the first meeting I had, acknowledging that county jails may notify ICE of the release date of an inmate, just as long as they don't hold them past the time they would normally release them. We now have the ability to arrest criminal aliens in the safety and security of jails throughout the state at the time they're being released, like we've done in other states. I've also directed the strategic placement of officers in certain areas throughout the states that can respond quickly to sheriffs that want to release somebody and notify us. We need to be nearby so they don't hold them unnecessarily. So we worked on a strategic plan to reassign officers in those key locations. Arresting a public safety threat and the safety and security of a jail is safer for the alien, it's safer for the officer, and safer for the community. I think we all can agree on that. It requires less resources for at-large operations. It just makes sense. I'll say it again, as I've said many times, we are not asking local law enforcement to act as immigration officers. I don't want them to be immigration officers. We're the immigration officers. We just want them to be cops. We're asking law enforcement to coordinate with other law enforcement to help keep public safety risk out of the communities. We have also strengthened our existing coordination with the state to target and take custody of criminal aliens more efficiently and effectively. As a result of our efforts here, Minnesota is now less of a sanctuary state for criminals. And we are proud of the public safety threats we have removed from the criminal aliens out of the state. As I said in my first press conference a couple weeks ago, President Trump didn't send me here because the operations were being run and conducted perfectly. I came here to identify issues and implement solutions to improve our mission execution. Since that time, in order to improve target enforcement operation, I and my team here, we made personnel changes. We integrated BP with the ICE teams. We established a single unified chain of command structure. We strengthened joint intelligence and targeting capabilities. We deployed body cameras. We increased the footprint of internal affairs. We commuted zero tolerance for misconduct. President Trump also deployed me here to work with state and local officials to de-escalate the intense, volatile reactions and conflicts that have unfolded on the streets here between federal law enforcement and unlawful agitators. While working to course correct and improve how enforcement operations are being run and executed here, and even before I was sent up here, I've been saying over and over that forcibly assaulting, resisting, opposing, impeding, intimidating, or interfering with a federal law enforcement officer is a crime in violation of USC 111. It's not okay. It will not be tolerated. Zero tolerance if you cross that line and put hands on an ICE officer. Not only is such activity unlawful, it is dangerous, and sadly, we have seen tragic consequences, as well as adverse impacts on businesses and the communities here in the city. While the Trump administration supports everyone's First Amendment right to freedom of speech and assembly and to petition, it has to be done lawfully and peacefully. Because we will not tolerate unlawful actions committed by agitators who are just causing havoc. This is not the way to express your disagreement or try to reform federal laws. Go talk to your members of Congress.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't tell that to the babies running around in the street with whistles. They're little pacifiers. You can't say that. How dare Tom Homan come in with law and order? Some interesting news, 9 arrests from that church I don't want to call it a protest, because what they did wasn't protesting. They were disrupting, the disrupting of a church service against the FACE Act. Now, there have been 9 arrests now from that. You know, he talked about deploying body cameras on everybody. I don't know why that wasn't done from the beginning. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how, one, to protect the law enforcement officials. You know, the reason we have the camera from the Rene Good shooting is because the officer had his phone out shooting. People were like, why isn't there a body cam? Well, I guess they weren't even being told to do body cams at the time, which I think is crazy. So good on Tom Homan for doing that. Let's go to clip 12. I don't even know if we need the audio of this. I'll just narrate it. Shocking video shows liberals in Minneapolis. Oh, no, we'll play the audio because we'll probably have whistles and jeering. Shows liberals attempting to prevent ICE from arresting illegal Junior De Jesus Herrera, who was caught with 57 pounds of meth. Oh, okay. Well, let's see why they're helping this shining citizen. Yeah, blowing whistles.
Why are you arresting him? You're a fascist. Why are you doing that? We need more meth on the streets. Stop stopping our meth dealers. They're citizens too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, the humanity.
It's just a little boy.
Oh, it's just a little boy.
Oh my God.
How many little boys carry around 57 pounds of meth?
Wow. I mean, these people can't, they love criminals. They love crime. They love death and destruction. And I was going to start with the Canadian shooter. We'll get to that in a second. Let's go to clip 8. This is Josh Hawley talking about $60 million in dark money that's funding the Minnesota protests.
Your organization specializes in following nonprofit funding and organizational networks. So based on your research, what organizations have been active on the ground in Minnesota? What can you tell us?
Yes, we have tracked over $60 million, according to the latest 990 disclosures, to approximately 14 groups, some of them national, others on the ground. Groups like the ACLU provide the legal defense, as well as facilitate the trainings for some of the tactics that Senator Corin just described. A group named Democracy Forward, Take Action Minnesota, has gotten over $10 million from these large NGO networks, including the Neville Roy Singham Network, Indivisible, National Lawyers Guild, CTUL, the Council on American Islamic Relations Minnesota, CARE, Minnesota 350, Voices for Racial Justice, on and on. Like I said, over $60 million, just according to the latest 990 disclosures.
$60 million, 14, at least 14 different groups. That sounds like a pretty broad ecosystem here. Where's this money coming from? I mean, how is it flowing to these groups? Do you have any sense?
So we've built a database that contains hundreds of thousands of rows from grants from networks like the Soros Network, the Arabella Funding Network, as mentioned, the Neville Roy Singham Funding Network, many others, Tides, the Ford Foundation Network, the Rockefeller Funding Network, these massive NGOs that have billions of dollars to spend on all kinds of coordinated protest or, in this case, riot activity.
Wow. $60 million. Now, I remember, because I don't have a memory of a goldfish. Like, I can remember when Pam Bondi said, you know, she had the Epstein files on her desk, and then they didn't exist. And then it was just videos of Jeffrey Epstein's child porn that he was getting off the web. I remember all that. And I remember this. I remember this. I had to go back and look for it, though. Kind of hard to find. But here's Pam Bondi back in September 29th of 2025. So let's see, September, October, November, December, January. Okay. Now we're maybe 4.5 months later from this time. This is what she said 4.5 months ago about what she was going to do. So let's go to that clip.
We're witnessing a new era of political violence. Assassins have tried to murder President Trump twice and tried to kill Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. In Minnesota, legislators and even children attending mass were gunned down in cold blood in 2 separate incidents. and an assassin targeted and murdered our friend Charlie Kirk. A sniper shot three people at a Texas ICE facility, and now more than 200 violent rioters were at a Chicago ICE facility chanting, "Arrest ICE, shoot ICE." At least one had a gun. We've seen this before. We saw it in Portland and with the LA riots. These are not peaceful protests. These are coordinated attacks by radical extremists, and they end now. Anyone who threatens or assaults our federal officers will be arrested and charged federally, not in some liberal state court. Same goes for anyone who's funding and aiding these extremists. Oh. You will be dismantled brick by brick.
You hear
we
that?
Are taking our country back. Make America safe again.
That's right.
Give you some details about
it. All right, we can cut it out there. That's a strongly worded message, just like her strongly worded letters that she sends to people who don't cooperate with her. So dismantle you brick by brick, and now we hear that $60 million dollars. Maybe she didn't mean brick. Was she talking about bricks of money? I don't know. What was she talking about there? Now we have $60 million in dark money funding these protests, but she's going to stop it. That's right. Well, I just got to finish with Bondi because she was a total class act yesterday. Where do we start? Well, you know what? Let's start with the anime cartoon. Clip 4, Owen Schroyer reposted this, and it was done by, I mean, it's already an anime meme. I will do the voiceover in my best Japanese voice. Let us watch.
America 国民に説明できる
to the American
people なぜお前はこの
why you're protecting
millions.
Perfect children and molested them in satanic rituals.
The Dow is over $50,000 right now. The S&P is approaching 7,000. The Nasdaq is setting record highs. This is what we should be talking about. What does this have to do with the Epstein walls? Are you kidding me?
Just keep rolling that. I mean, we don't have to roll the audio, but just roll the video again. I mean, that only took a day. That happened yesterday. This happened yesterday. This is amazing. The power of AI at this point. It's going to put us all out of business. You back there drinking your protein milk. You're done. You're not going to have a job anymore. AI's taking it all. I mean, we're not even going to have to do anything anymore. We're just going to have to find the videos, put them in a list, and AI will put them out for us. I mean, let's go to Thomas Massey. This is Massey, and then I'm going to get to the clip that I think everybody's been playing yesterday. But Thomas Massey talking about how Patel lied. I played this yesterday on the War Room. She's arguing with Thomas Massey, and then it cuts to it was the senator from Louisiana, Kennedy, talking to Cash Patel, and Cash Patel's like, look, if we had any information on anybody, we would be going after these people. Well, the internet's found a lot of information. In fact, I'll cover that right after that, after this Massey clip. But here's Massey talking about Cash Patel and Pam Bondi and their cover-up of the Epstein files. That's all you can call it at this point. Here it is.
I provided the evidence today that shows that his statements were false under oath. Cash Patel's statements were false. They are in possession. They were in possession at the time, and they're still in possession of evidence that other men participated in the sex trafficking.
Attorney General Bondi didn't seem to directly answer that question. I mean, what do you make of what she did say?
She didn't answer anything. She came here just ready to talk about the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ, which seems kind of crazy to me.
So... yeah, exactly. And we'll get to that clip in a second because it should be played over and over again. She should be roasted till the end of time for that ridiculous testimony. This is from Morgan Ariel. What did I just read? Jewish investor Leon Black bit a 7-year-old's vagina and made her bleed out her butt after raping and sticking sharp objects in her. Maybe there's a follow-up to this. I don't know. Maybe you go send one cop over to Leon Black's house and go, hey, we got a couple questions. We got some leads. So these are the notes. And they say trafficking 5/26/2023, Leon Black call with Janine Christensen Esquire. And so it was a 7-8 years old. Black was sexually violent with her. Black bit parts of her vagina. Violence was arousing to him, very painful for her. JC represented the victim for civil defamation case, not sex abuse. Went to the USAO in Manhattan in May. JC doesn't represent her anymore. Got a call from a victim who said she had heard about a lawsuit against Black. Victim said he raped her around 20 years ago in Epstein's townhouse. Described the pain, inserting sharp objects in her vagina on the massage table with head on the floor and legs on his shoulders, excruciating. Gave massages to Epstein and Black for money. Lives in blank now. The abuse happened in New York. Maybe Letitia James might want to investigate this. I mean, you know, they spent a lot of money going after Trump over, you know, some lady said he groped her in a changing room, and she was wearing a dress that didn't exist till 2 years later. But, you know, we got to stop the presses on that. But this, billionaire, it's okay. We're going to let the billionaire go. We're not going to send anybody after the billionaire. So let's go to the clip now. This is Pam Bondi loses her mind when asked why she's not indicted any Jeffrey Epstein clients. Here it is.
The Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be talking about, what does a Dow have to do with anything? That's what they just asked. Are you kidding?
Mr. Jordan,
are you kidding me? I was looking for the tweet of what I said yesterday, but basically it was, hey guys, you know, we can't have a good economy if we go after these rapist billionaires. We can't. You know, you either get a good economy and a stock market. Well, I don't even say good economy. You get a good stock market, boomers, or we arrest pedophile billionaires and millionaires. Crazy. I'm going to play when we come around from the break, Nick Fuentes' reaction to this, because I thought it was great. And then we're going to get to the shooter, the trans shooter. It is now, it's definite trend now of trans shooters that are going on mass shootings. They've taken the lead. And it's sad because we're allowing this to happen by catering to this weird form of mental illness. And they're not going to blame the SSRIs. They're not going to blame the hormone blockers. They're going to blame the gun. They're not going to blame the psychiatrist who encouraged this type of behavior. They're going to blame the gun and possibly the psychedelics this person ingested. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Thanks for watching. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow us on X at InfoWars. And you can watch this on band.video and InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, like, what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out. And we, the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban, or whether it's Le Pen in France, or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, We, the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, thealexjonesstore.com is owned by Bigley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top private label. So incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene Blue Tincture. We've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even Methylene Blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene Red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose. CMOS capsules, incredible. Very strong, concentrated Irish CMOS. Natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now. Incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that, and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
Into the American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, yesterday, in honor of Alex Jones's birthday, Mike Adams published a new food pyramid. I guess this is the New World Order pyramid. It starts at the top with jerky. And then you got to get your grape soda and your tuna. And then underneath that, you got your walnut sauce, your ice cream, your pasta, your $40,000 worth of hot dogs. And then underneath that, it's pizza, 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 pizza. That's it. I mean, and according to our attorney general, this is the food pyramid if you want a good stock market. Okay? This is, if we follow this food pyramid, then we can have a stock market. Wow, that's gross. Where'd y'all find that one? Did y'all make that? Oh, my God. That's your beef jerky right there. Remember, we got to keep the jerky cold. Jerky's in the freezer. I'm bringing my jerky over. Hey, the guy that cooks at the cannibal restaurant is going to make us jerky tonight. Woo, yeah. I mean, these people are sick. These people are sick. So let's go to Nick Fuentes' reaction to what we just saw. From Pam Bondi. Oh, yeah, there's the walnut sauce with the spirals. Skippy's walnut sauce. Man, can you imagine Like, you know, most people 2 months ago didn't know about this information, and now it's one of the top searches is Epstein. They're also searching Trump with it, but Epstein never before been this popular. And I'm going to have a clip. I'm going to show you from 2016 of Alex Jones talking about it coming up. I mean, 2016, 10 years ago. And he was talking about it before that, but that's just what we could find last night. We'll be digging some more, though. We need to find the earliest mention of Epstein so we can have it. So just so we can shove it in your faces. I'm making light of it, but it pisses me off. All right, let's go to Nick Fuentes.
Featured story, we are talking all about this Pam Bondi hearing today in the Senate. What is that all about? This is like the worst defense from a politician I have ever seen in my entire life. It's just like a joke. And maybe you've seen the clip already. It went viral on social media. Pam Bondi goes to a hearing in the Senate. She's interrogated about the Jeffrey Epstein files. Or pardon me, this is in the House. She is interrogated over the Jeffrey Epstein files. And they're asking her about the victims. And are you going to unredact the rest of the files? And are you going to investigate any of these people? And she's talking about the stock market. She's doing this like ham-handed Trump thing where she's trying to insult the people asking the questions, trying to do the most transparent and obvious and clumsy pivot I've ever seen in my life. They're saying, hey, release the files. She's like, you're a loser. You're a never Trumper. What about the stock market? Bitch. And you know what's amazing about this? You know that she was coached by Trump to do this. That's the worst part. Because I know how Trump operates, and I know how he thinks, and I know his MO. And you know that before she went into this hearing, they had a huddle, and they knew this was coming. They knew they were going to be asked about the files, and I'm sure Trump told her, you know, you got to talk about the stock market. You got to flip the script. You got to frame it in a different way. Talk about all the other successes. Because that's the playbook. Am I wrong? That is every Truth Social post. That's every rally. That's every press pool. Whenever Trump gets in trouble, whenever he's asked to explain himself, you always get the 30-minute monologue about the most successful administration in history and the job numbers and the border and blah, blah. So you know that they were going into that, and that was the playbook. And she was going to play the Trump card. But you know what? It's not working anymore. It doesn't work in the face of this Jeffrey Epstein scandal. We'll talk about why that is, because I think it says something actually pretty salient. It says something pretty profound about the entire MAGA movement. There's some sense of closure. We're sort of returning in the end to where we started in the beginning. It's kind of symbolic.
Yeah. You know, Nick has been attacking the administration a lot. Some I think it's deserved, but, you know, Trump has had some successes, and I can see why he's trying to tout those. But this has been a long, slow-moving car wreck that's going at like half a second every month. And it gets closer and closer, and the cars are colliding. And they're moving real slow. It's like that, what was that Deadpool movie? The opening scene of Deadpool where everything's moving really slow, and he's slicing people up, and you're watching bullets fly. It's just in slow motion. And then you see Pam Bondi get up there and talk about the stock market. We saw the anime meme. Here's another one. This is from Truman Show. This is the Truman Show meme. I guess this is going to be, this is like the 2025 is bringing us a new batch of memes, because now we have this AI that can just stick people's faces on anything really quickly. So Here's Pam Bondi when asked about Jeffrey Epstein. Here it is, clip 11.
Get you some of this new Mococo drink. All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua. No artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I don't even think I played this clip yesterday. In fact, I will grab it. And it was why we have streaming services now, and there's no more DVDs and no more DVRs. Nobody's saving anything at their house unless they have a hard drive and they really take the time to do it. But on a consumer level, it's all just streaming. And that's so they could go in and make changes like that. They could change things in the movie, you know, add a chemtrail here or there in the sky. In fact, I will do that. I'll play that later. I'll get those two clips because then they show a streaming service. I believe it's Amazon cut out the opening scene to the opening title to the Robin Hood in 2010, talking about how when tyranny rears its head, you know, the outlaw kind of rises to the occasion. Yeah, I'll go grab those. We'll play them later in the show because we had them on I had them yesterday, but we didn't get to them. I did a lot of interviews. Speaking of which, you know, let's go ahead and open up the phones. And next couple hours, we'll take calls. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And, you know, I'd love to hear your reaction on all this stuff. I got to a few calls yesterday. We're talking about the Canadian shooter. But it's just crazy. Hey, you want to know what's even crazier? I don't know which one. I'm going to play the Alex Jones video first. Here's Alex Jones. In 2016, don't go to it yet, 2016, talking about Jeffrey Epstein, okay? And this is November 2016. And then in 2020, 4 years later, we're going to go to Don Lemon talking about QAnon and Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy theories. You know, they're just conspiracy theories. Jeffrey Epstein's a conspiracy theory in 2020. And now we've seen the beef jerky emails. We've seen the pizza emails. We've seen the Leon Black notes. All right, here's Alex Jones, clip 10.
This was Aleister Crowley stuff. We know Pedophile Island's real, Jeffrey Epstein.
And then, of course, all of the pedestrians are tied to Jeffrey Epstein, who had that temple on his Pedophile Island.
And yes, they even had a temple for having sex with the children.
Truth is stranger than fiction. You're watching the InfoWar. Brought to you by people who love freedom and hate billionaire cannibal pedophiles.
I separately, you didn't even know about this. It actually been in an LA liberal newspaper because Tex Mars had a copy of it. I was in his archives making my Bohemian Grove film 15 years ago, and I got a copy of her actually there. And this isn't just normal, you know, new age stuff or whatever. We're not talking about crystals or whatever. A lot of nice folks are into all that stuff, better than a lot of these mainline church people I know. This was Aleister Crowley stuff. Now, you don't know about this, but I've studied it, so I looked at what it was. Well, it came out in the WikiLeaks that this high priestess of this stuff, who admits in her own writing she does it, blood, you name it, they take kids to these parties, whether they're really killing people or not, it's so horrific to show it all. She's come out and said, oh, you know, it's all just a big joke. I'm not serious. I'm not a Satanist, but her email address is 666 at the end. And all this is going on. We know Pedophile Island's real, Jeffrey Epstein. We know Clinton, Bill went there 20-something times. We know that the law enforcement is saying they're going to have a press conference. He's sexting, you know, wiener underage girls. We know that Bill Clinton went and practiced voodoo. That's in the Washington Post, his own book he wrote. We know these people are into the occult.
Now, people go, Mike, you're conspiracy. Go, you can. They call it a subterranean basement, right? So, Tony, they said that the Podesta family are into art that is so shocking that they have to watch it underground. So people start to think, well, wait a minute. In what world do you need to go to an underground bunker to watch movies. What is actually going on there? And then, of course, all of the Podestas are tied to Jeffrey Epstein, who had that temple on his pedophile island. He had the big temple, and the temple also had an underground dungeon, which, again, can be verified from drone footage. But the media doesn't want to talk about anything like that.
So these people are the worst demons that anyone could imagine. And yes, they even had a temple for having sex with the children on this Lolita Express island. So you need to understand, these are psychic vampires who are draining the energy off people. And that's what they do on board these passenger-sized jets, large jets. And then the media always whitewashes it and shows you, oh, a girl started when she was 15, but now she's 18. It's far worse than all of that, okay?
It's far worse. There's a little picture of Little St. James Island. I always like the berm in the middle that looks like it's a field, like where they would play like soccer or something. You know, you don't want the ball to go over the berm. So you put and there's like one entrance in, and you're like, oh, that could be like a parking lot. Or maybe they let kids out in there and like chase them with four-wheelers and either run them over or slice them with swords or something. I mean, what do you think these people are doing? What do you think they're doing? You know, we're just goy to them, right? We're just the goy. Now, here we go, 4 years later. This is Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon trying to cover for these people. I mean, this isn't even a pharmaceutical company they're covering for. You know, like, oh, vaccine damage doesn't exist. Oh, just take your vaccine, stupid goy. No. This is them saying, oh, this is their conspiracy theories. Because that's his job. His job is to dupe people. So now when he runs around and says anything, you're like, no, he's disingenuous. He doesn't care about anything. He's just a mercenary. And he might even be working for the government, Don Lemon, at this point. Maybe, yeah. Anyway, let's go to this clip from 2020.
I think it's interesting when you look on the internet and you see the bigotry on the internet and the people who have been, you know, these conspiracy theories about QAnon and about Jeffrey Epstein. There's a picture of me on the internet, right, where someone has superimposed the face of Jeffrey Epstein over Chris Cuomo and I, like, hanging out, and there are people who actually believe it. And people say, well, you know, not all Trump supporters are bigots or racists. Okay, fine. You can believe that. But when I look at all the people who put things like that on the internet, 99 times out of 100, it is a Trump supporter. So people should think about that as they are placing those things on the internet, as they are wearing political messages in the workplace as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, talking about that, there's a fake flight manifest that has like 100.
You're on it.
Yeah, I'm allegedly on it. Obviously, you know, if you want to see who's on that flight, it's their court documents, and there's like a handful of people whose names you might know who were, who were ever on any flights of his. Alan Dershowitz, who I think was doing legal work for him. Bill Clinton has said he went to some flights to Africa. But again, this flight list, it's all just, but you know, QAnon, it's trafficking in age-old anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, you know, anti-immigrant tropes of, you know, there's this cabal of, you know, Jewish bankers who are controlling the world monetary system. It's essentially kind of an offshoot of that, saying this is a cabal of sex traffickers who drink the blood of children and worship Satan. I mean, it's insane.
It's and the president condones it and promotes it and gives authority to it by promoting it, by retweeting it, and by trafficking in that.
It's a conspiracy theory, folks. Go back to sleep. Now, yesterday, I was trying to make an analogy. I think I did a pretty good job on it. I'm going to play the opening part of this video. This is me from yesterday. Talking about the pedo tolerance level. And that's where we have to get in this country. We're not quite there yet. We're getting there, though. We had a big jump in the last month. Big jump. Where we're going to hit the level where there's going to be so much uncovered that you're going to see things just start falling away. We're not quite there yet, but we're close. We're just going to play the first part of this clip. I'll pull this out. Here it is, clip 23.
When I first moved to Austin, one of the jobs I took, I wasn't very successful at it, but it was for selling Kirby vacuum cleaners. And one of the strategies they gave you to sell the vacuum was, so they gave you a vacuum, and then they had, where the bag was, they had a contraption where you put just a cloth. You put the cloth on the back end of the vacuum. So you'd vacuum it for a little bit, and then you'd pop the cloth off, and you'd open it up, and it would show all the dirt that was in it. Okay? And after about a week, the guy brought us in there. He's like, look, I'm going to teach you about the dirt tolerance level, the DTL. And he kept vacuuming and popping them off and showing it. And he kept vacuuming. He said, as you're talking, you just keep vacuuming and you keep showing. And you keep vacuuming and you keep showing until you cover their whole floor with dirt that you picked up out of their carpet. Eventually, he goes, you will hit their dirt tolerance level. And when you hit their dirt tolerance level, they will buy the vacuum. Okay? We have to take that principle and put it on Epstein and pedophilia in government and pedophilia with these billionaires. And we just keep hitting them and hitting them and hitting them. And the more we hit them, the more this will leak out. You know, eventually Savannah Guthrie's grandma is going to be found dead or alive, and they're going to have to end that story. Okay. Eventually all these stories of no significance are going to be ended. And when they do, it's going to be nothing but government covering for pedos, people in government working for pedos, people in government as pedos, and we're going to keep doing it. So instead of a dirt tolerance level, it's a pedo tolerance level. We're just going to keep hitting them. We got people who are busting low-level pedos out there. We're just going to keep showing the videos, showing them again, and keep putting it up, and we're not going to stop. And we will hit the pedo tolerance level. And when we hit the pedo tolerance level, eventually it'll be so much stuff that they can't deny it. They will have to do something, or somebody will come along in a position of power to do something. Or maybe that's you out there. Maybe you're out there going, I want to get rid of these pedos in government. That's hard, because these are satanic people and they have no problem killing you or your family. There was just a governor candidate in Minnesota, a guy running. His daughter was found stabbed in her apartment.
There you go.
She's dead.
So we have to hit the pedo tolerance level. We're not quite there yet. But you guys could probably look up the search results in the last month for Jeffrey Epstein. There's a graph. And it's like nothing. And it's nothing. And then all of a sudden it goes boop. It goes up. So what we need is boop. And then it's going to flatline a little bit. Then we need to go boop. Then we need to go boop. We need to go boop. It just keeps going higher and higher and higher and higher. We cannot stop. And this has nothing to do with political parties at this point. I'm against the pedo party. All right, if you're a blood-drinking cannibal pedo, I'm against you. That's where we should all draw our line in the sand, I think. You know? Oh, yeah, see? See the little boops? Boop, boop, boop. Ah, big boop. Starting to go down. But there's going to be more. I mean, we got 3 million files to go through. And maybe this will trigger the release of 3 million more files. I mean, we know the Justice Department's not going to do anything. The Injustice Department, the Non-Justice Department, the, hey, look at the stock market department. They're not going to do anything. So we kind of got off. I want to talk about the shooter, and we'll go to that in a bit. Oh, those are all the victims raising their hands. And some of this is show too, because some of these people, some of these so-called victims, I mean, like one lady sued him. She started when she was 18. She knew Ghislaine, and then she's like, oh, there's money to be made. Oh, I'm a victim. And they're not all like that. But we're not seeing anybody saying, you know, Leon Black shoved things in my vagina, made me bleed. I haven't seen that victim come around.
you know, it's just, well, we had to give massages and I had to have sex with a prince, you know, and you were 16, 17. Okay. But we know there's children. There's children out there with deep, horrible secrets. And we just have to hit the pedo tolerance level. All right, let's go to Tim in Seattle. There's no more memes. Just resignations. Go ahead, Tim. How are you doing today?
Preparing to go to the Gates Foundation today for the fifth day in a row after the Epstein emails. And I've noticed, like, in 2016, 2017, 2018, things were really bad. And we were like, oh, my God. But the memes, right, they watered it down. They really, really did. Now, when I saw Mike Adams's meme, you know, with the jerky food pyramid and stuff, I'm like, that's funny. But then I also was like, that's dangerous because you're just normalizing it. You're making it funny now. And we don't need humor. There's no humor in this situation or this topic. It's just dire straits. So we should be calling for resignation. So you should put down your keyboard and stop prompting, you know, AI to make you a funny meme so you can go viral. And just start calling for resignation. That'll get you viral because that's what people want. People want action in the streets. People want some sort of response to this that might actually have some sort of teeth to it. So I'm going to go to the Gates Foundation today and call for more resignations. I put a tweet out for everybody. If you want something read over the bullhorn at the Gates Foundation, go ahead and put it in the replies, and I will definitely read it for you.
Yeah, give us your Twitter handle.
It's at Tim Lashley. You got to spell it weird because I've been suspended a bunch of times, but it's T, capital T, lowercase I, capital M, and then Lashley, L-A-S-S-L-E-Y.
Yeah, and you've been doing that a lot.
This is my 275th protest at the Gates Foundation today.
You're like a podcaster now. You podcast in front of the Bill Gates Foundation to the people there. That's great.
Well,
we need more of that.
For me, it's just more of a, like, if they do the metrics, you got one person responding. So what's that actually equate to in the real world? There's probably 100,000 of me.
Yeah.
Right. And I just keep showing up. It's got to make them nervous. And I will take the possibility of them being nervous. That's good enough for me.
Sure.
You know, but if we can actually get some stuff done, if we can actually, because again, this is the litmus test for survival.
Yeah.
Right. We're either going to be human beings or we're going to be prey.
Right. The blood drinking cannibal pedophiles.
I'm not trying to be a milkshake for these people anymore.
Put his Twitter handle back up again. Yeah. So we can go there. Anything you want people to read. All right, Tim will read it out to the Gates Foundation today. He'll be out there. It's the 200 and something time he's been out there. Good job, Tim. All right, we'll be right back after this break, starting the second hour of The American Journal. Thank you for joining us.
I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, the OzTheAlexJonesStore.com. No matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex Jones Network that's been built. So Key said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84%. Reorder on Ultramethylene Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we're running the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on Ultramethylene Blue, on the Bovine Colostrum, on the new Methylene Red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit Complex, the Irish Sea Moss, Atomic Defense, and more. But it's only running until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please, get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.